More big farms are operating in Wisconsin, and with the large numbers of cows, chickens, and other animals come sizable amounts of gases, such as ammonia and hydrogen sulfide. The EPA wants to exempt big and small farms from reporting airborne emissions connected to animal waste. EPA Deputy Administrator Barry Breen says the regular release of animal gases is not the kind of thing that should trigger an emergency response from the EPA.
And even if one of our folks showed up, we wouldn't quite know what to do. It's not any different today than it was yesterday or last week or any other time. It's pretty much, you know, what it is what it is, and it's not the kind of thing that an emergency responder could do much about.
Breen says the EPA or state could take abatement actions if need be under other rules, but environmental groups say the EPA is making a mistake. Attorney Jamie Saul is with the Madison-based Midwest Environmental Advocates. He says the current reporting requirement is very helpful.
That it really is an important information gathering tool, especially as EPA proceeds in its multi-year, multi-million dollar effort to study air emissions from agricultural sources around the country.
Saul says there's no voluntary reporting system to replace the mandatory program. He says people ought to be able to know more about toxic gases from places like the proposed Rosendale Dairy in Fond du Lac County, which wants to become Wisconsin's largest dairy farm with 7,000 cows. The EPA says it hopes to issue a final decision on the farm reporting rule by this fall. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.